All right, joining me now is Michael Weiner with Swiss America, the largest jump in interest rate since 1994. Where are we going? Here is a audio. In fact, let me bring Michael on to set this up. Michael Weiner, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brandon. It's always good to be with you.
You as well. I want to play this audio clip and have you Logan, I don't know if I'm going to be able to play a stinking audio clip in here anymore. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. All right. So let me send it to you and you can go from there. But this is inflation is accelerating. This is Art Laffer. You want to tell our audience who he is and why this is of concern?
Well, Art Laffer was a gentleman who was the economic advisor to Ronald Reagan. He came into being to correct the disaster that came under Jimmy Carter and Paul Volcker. Paul Volcker did exactly what is being done right now. He started throwing interest rates up. They started trying to raise taxes. If you remember, Carter did everything rather than dealing with the gasoline prices. He told everybody to drive 55 miles an hour.
Yep.
That was brilliant. At the end of the day, Laffer came in, opened up the life for business, opened up the floodgate for American economy to grow, started bringing down taxes, stopped. The Federal Reserve was totally benign at that time and backed off of all these interest rates because when Volcker did what he did, he ran interest rates up to 21% and inflation double digit, unemployment double digit. Absolutely unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
And okay, so what is the interest rate hike today, the largest since 1994, correct?
Yes, it is.
So what is that going to mean for the average American? What is that going to mean for our economy?
Well, those people that want to buy a house, first-time buyers, I think are destined and doomed. Car loans, although the government says, hey, go buy an electric car. Well, why don't you pay for it for me? I guess they will if we ask them to in the taxes. But at the end of the day, car loans, basic credit card, everything will be going up. And at the end of the day, when they did this back in 79 and 80 and under Volcker in 78, and all those activities went on, it worked adversely. And right now, the last thing we needed is an attack on the business sector and an attack on the economy. This is a forced recession. And for anybody who's guessing right now, if we're in a recession, guess what? We are.
So where do you see things going? Logan, do we have that clip, by the way? Okay, he's going to grab it. Today, Art Laffer and one other guy were on with Kudlow yesterday. What did they say?
Well, basically, what they said and what Art has been saying and literally what we heard from Jamie Dimon. Jamie Dimon, who is the farthest thing from a Republican, claimed that we're heading towards a financial catastrophe, a hurricane, or a five-series hurricane. The reality is a hurricane is a hurricane. But what he did say was that we're in a disastrous position. That was expounded upon by Art Laffer and Steve. They both literally sat back and said that what they are doing right now is counter of what they should be doing. And what Art Laffer said is what I say every day when I'm ready to throw my shoe at the TV. Stop saying that these guys are going to fix it. Stop saying what they should do because they're not going to do it. Their attack right now is to weaken this country. Their attack is to destroy the economy and use that as a means to control us and blame it on everybody else. That's what they're doing, and that's what's coming. And too many problems out there for apathy in this country right now, and that's what's going on with most of the people. They're apathetic. They're going to wait till the bullet hits them rather than realize what's going on.
Let's play that clip, Logan.
It was just plain ignorant, Maria. And Brian is completely correct. Inflation is not only not peaking and not coming down, it is accelerating. And this is the worst news of all that the Biden administration could have. And when you combine that with the GDP decline in the first quarter by 1.5%, and now the forecast for the second quarter out of Atlanta is only 0.9% growth, that's atrocious. Total employment today is 800,000 people lower than it was in February of 2020. This is not a recovery. This is not even a catch-up back to where we were before. If you take the trend line, Maria, from February of 2020 on now, we're about 5 million jobs below where we should be had we just been on that trend line. This is a catastrophic economy, and I hate to say it, but that whoever wrote that piece in the Wall Street Journal for Biden doesn't know straight up from Sikkim.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Wow. So where do you see things going in the next 6 to 12 months, Michael?
I think that we're heading into a slow growth catastrophe. I think that they will pull off everything that they're doing now because of the election, where Biden had the audacity to sit back and send a letter to an honorable U.S. company to tell them how to run their business, which is not his business.
And he's threatening the oil companies now. He's now threatening what the oil companies need to do to fix the problem he created, or he's going to use government tools. So, I mean, this is kind of interesting and disturbing.
The good news for the oil companies is Exxon's in Texas to say hello to Trump judges, and I think they'll do what they have to do if the government gets far out of line. I give them credit. People are saying they should speak up, and my dad used to say, when you argue with a fool, you wonder who the fool really is. At this point of time, these people have an agenda. What I would be saying for people right now is do not wait. Get proactive. Get proactive on your money. Get proactive in your estate. And if you're retired, understand the fact that their goal is to impoverish you. There's two things that were said, the difference between recession and depression. A recession is when your neighbor goes broke. A depression is when you go broke. And here we are in a situation where most Americans, if they asked them a year ago, would they see this country where it is right now, they would absolutely not be believing what they're seeing. All we can hope right now is that we can withstand the storm, not until 2022, but until 2024. And it's going to be bad, very bad. It's going to get worse. And Europe is being affected by this. So is other countries. The only places that are proliferating is the countries that Biden is favoring, which is China, trying to loosen up everything to help China, where he won't loosen up things to help us out.
Let's talk about your IRA. They've openly stated several years now that they're eventually coming after your IRA, going to give you a paper IOU, correct?
They were talking about a government retirement plan, the GRP program, where they sit back and they nationalize your money, sort of like what they did at the beginning of Social Security, when they called it the U.S. Savings Plan. Turned around, nationalized it, and voila, we have the greatest Ponzi scheme ever created by Mr. Ponzi. And at the end of the day, they turn to you and say, hey, guess what? We're going to protect you. Just like with COVID, we're going to protect you. We're going to take over your money. We're going to manage it for you. And God knows they can't even manage their own. And at the end of the day, we're going to turn around and we're going to definitely go ahead and take and credit you into your Social Security account. So you're going to get a bigger check every month. But guess what? You're trading hard dollars for soft dollars. You've got no beneficiaries, so your wife or husband or children or family lose out because they want to destroy generational wealth anyways. And what better way to suck up anywhere from $40 to $60 trillion in money? That's what they're looking at.
Because that's what's in IRA accounts.
Correct. Could be more.
All right, let's talk about a solution. You're with Swiss America. I've been working with you guys for 15 years. I had Pat Boone on a few weeks ago, who's been a spokesperson for 25 years. Tell me about Swiss America and what you would expect people to do. I mean, they get the free packet of information, Logan. If you want to put Wes's number up there, they can call Wes or text Wes. Just text Wes your name and your address. He'll send you the packet of information, no obligation packet of information, if you want to text Wes at 666.
I don't want to hear any more of these lies.
602. Wait a
minute.
About
reckless spending.
Wait a minute. Is it me playing or who's playing? I don't want to hear any more lies about reckless spending. Did someone just hear that play?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that was you playing? Well, there you go.
I don't play Biden.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. That's funny. All right. So 602-558-8585. You picked the right word to play. I don't want to hear any more lies about this reckless spending. Well, you are spending recklessly. 602-558-8585. So what do you suggest people do here, Michael?
Well, I suggest they get active. Act versus react. We get people all the time that call us up and say, well, I should do this, this, and I really want to do it, and I got to get going. I'm not comfortable. So most of us that are older, over 55 years of age, realize the fact that our gut is speaking to us. We're looking at what's happening around us. We can't believe it, and we want to do something. And then we go to some financial advisor who's going to sit back and tell you what you expect them to tell you. And that is, hang on, it'll come back. Don't worry about it. You're just overreacting. Oh, forget about gold. It's no good. Forget about gold. Gold was a foundation of this nation's economy for 200 wonderful years. We lived life calmly. We had no debt. We had the most expensive, most strongest currency in the world. What we suggest you do is call us up. Allow us to do an analysis for you and logically realize that this is your money, not your broker's money, not your advisor's money, not your accountant's money. It's your money.
And let me just say, by the way, I'm hearing stories it's taking some people weeks and weeks and weeks to get their own money out of these accounts.
Absolutely. We had one lady who legitimately took weeks and weeks and weeks. They kept telling her it was sent, telling her it was sent, telling her it was sent. And then finally, she had to threaten to go to the authorities, to go to the NASD and the SEC to get her money consistently. Understand the fact, what I would be thinking about is, number one, what if I needed my money? And number two, I need to take control of my money. What we do at Swiss America is we put you as the captain of the ship. We give you an asset that you can control physically in your IRA. When Reagan put the program together, he put it specifically together to make sure Americans had something in their retirement plan that the government did not have direct access to. Remember Reagan's famous statement, if somebody from the government knocks on your door, don't answer it. You know, this is a point of time where it's probably more important than ever.
Absolutely. I mean, I cannot tell you the number of stories I'm hearing of, again, people trying to get their own money from these institutions, and they just apparently lie to them, and they can't get their money. Well, is it really your money if you can't get access to it?
It's absolutely not. And you're finding out, people go to the bank. I had a lady who was, God love her, in her 80s, sharp as a whip. At the end of the day, she went to the bank, deposited a $100,000 check, asked to get a $3,000 to give her grandchildren. They wanted to know why she needed that $3,000. Luckily, she told them, what are we related? She was smart. But at the end, but the reality is they look at your money as their money. And back in the day when I was a kid, if I went into the bank, somebody looked like a now going to a bank, they look like Walmart.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Wes Peters is, you can text him or call him, 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585. Thank you, Michael Weiner, appreciate it.
Take
602-558-8585. Again, text him your name, your address, and ask him to send you that free packet of information, 602-558-8585. Let's go to the screen here real quick. This is my store. Another way you can support us, wvwtvstore.com. We got 1 year, we got 6 months, we got 3 months, we've got all the emergency supplies. Big order last week came in, big order came in the other day. You better get your order in while you can, because I know what they're planning. Do you? Are you ready? wvwtvstore.com. A great way to support us, as well as mypillow.com, particularly with the breaking news tonight that Walmart has canceled Mike Lindell. Let's support him. Tweet, text, email, get her, spread the word, do some shopping. MyPillow.com, use the promo code B66, supporting Lindell TV, the employees at MyPillow, and you're supporting Mike's work to try to save the country and fix 2020. So let's let the word be known what Walmart has done, and let's help Mike by going to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66. Thanks for watching. Take care.